the ideal would have been that if the board were in place, that there would have been more transparency about what transpired.
Even if the White House might not pay attention to this on a daily basis in terms of specifics, in general terms, they're certainly paying attention to it.
Hi, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, Troy loses a mayoral candidate but might be gaining some civilian police oversight. And Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal discusses trade talks in Mexico. Well, Republican Tom Riehl has suspended his bid for Troy mayor 1 month before the election, citing the strain and stress of the campaign on his family. Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden is seeking a second four-year term and faces a challenge from former City Council President Rodney Wiltshire, who's running on the Green and the Independence Party lines. Riehl urged supporters to vote for the Republican slate of candidates in November's general election. And following calls from protesters, Mayor Madden is asking city residents to volunteer for a police oversight board. WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard reports.
Community members were outraged last month after learning city leaders did not immediately act following an internal report on a fatal police shooting 3 years ago. At a September city council meeting, protesters accused the mayor of covering up the facts of the death of Edson Thevenin, a drunken driving suspect who was shot during a traffic stop by a city police officer. Here's Democratic City Councilor T.J. Kennedy speaking with Anastasia Robertson about the defunct Police Oversight Review Committee.
If anybody wants to submit names for the Police Review Board, we'll accept them. If you guys want to put policies in place that the Police Review Board can work towards, because it'll be in place soon.
There's only one problem with that. I'm not trying to be rude. There's one problem with that. The mayor has the final say on who sits on this Police Review Board. I think that needs to be taken out of his hand, considering how complicit he is in all the things that are going on in this city.
This week, Mayor Madden, a Democrat running for a second four-year term, announced the city is actively seeking candidates for the review board.
We're looking for people, for individuals who are interested in building strong police-community partnerships. We're looking for people who will go through the training that we'll put together and take this seriously. They need to be objective and fair-minded people, not with a predisposition one way or the other.
Renee Powell, president of the Troy branch of the NAACP, has agreed to work with the city to develop duties and responsibilities of committee members, review candidates, and to develop training. Powell, who contacted the mayor's office in August when the Times Union broke the story about the city's handling of the Thevenin investigation, said it is time for action.
If we don't put things in place to bring the community and the administration together and have some sort of a medium in which they can communicate, I think the relationship between the community and the administration will continue to erode.
Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello said she was disappointed a review committee was not assembled 4 years ago, as is mandated by city code. Mantello contends that if the board was in place at the time of the Thevenin shooting, the committee could have reviewed the police department's internal report into the incident, avoiding a second review by an outside consultant commissioned by the city.
And certainly they would have looked at this with an unbiased review, and possibly the outside review of the Rinaldi report might not have happened, because the objective review committee would have been doing their job.
Powell said it's hard to say what would have happened had the board been in place.
The ideal would have been that if the board were in place, that there would have been more transparency about what transpired. But we don't know. But going forward, I think it's important that we have that board in place to create that transparency and to remove as much doubt as possible when situations like this occur.
Madden said he believes effective public safety requires trust between the police department and the community, and that the Port Committee would help. Applications for city residents interested in joining the Police Objective Review Committee must be submitted to the mayor's office by the close of business on Friday, November 15th. For more information, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
A congressional delegation led by Massachusetts Democratic Representative Richard Neal, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, traveled to Mexico earlier this week. Their mission was to continue work on a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement. The group on Tuesday met with the president of Mexico. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Neal about the trip.
Well, we met with President Lopez Obrador for almost 2 hours over breakfast at the presidential palace in Mexico City, and the conversation quickly turned to, obviously, the need to change the old NAFTA agreement, which is now 25 years old. So we have reached an agreement on many parts of the change proposed for NAFTA, and we believe that it is a much improved contract, but we also acknowledge that there is still a ways to go. The biggest challenge we have, I think, is the enforcement of labor rights and the right to organize a union. And the president was pretty comforting in his assurances that he was very supportive of that, and he indicated that he intends to detail that in a letter. These negotiations have now gone on for more than a year and a half, and as the chairman of the group that is overseeing the renegotiation of NAFTA, we certainly are steadily making progress.
In addition to the items that you mentioned there about the right to organize, for workers to organize, what else needs to be addressed before this might be ready for ratification?
Well, there is a contentious issue as it relates to the environment, but in that instance as well, we're making headway. It's very difficult to tell two sovereign nations in a hemispheric trade agreement, Canada and Mexico, what they must adhere to, but nonetheless, we're making progress on that as well. And in fact, as you know, Canada is far out front on climate change, so we think that the focus on bringing Mexico to a position that's closer to the Canadian one would be helpful to all. And we also have a burgeoning issue that I think that we're going to be resolved on intellectual property protections for the use of what we call biomeds. I do think that that will be ironed out to our satisfaction. And I believe that in those instances that we think that you can at least see the contours of an agreement. We've been working very hard with the AFL-CIO and have met with President Trumpka of the AFL-CIO a number of times, and are hopeful that we will find a path forward in the near few weeks.
Is this new agreement going to be beneficial for American workers?
Well, that's the point, I think, of the renegotiation. During the course of the presidential campaign, that certainly was a highlight of the disagreements that the president had and that Secretary Clinton offered as well. And it's my sense that after 25 years, you should review a trade pact of this magnitude. But there ought to be protections in there for U.S. workers. And I think I voted against NAFTA 25 years ago when it was offered. And I think that there is one issue that jumps out at everybody as it relates to these trade negotiations, and that's enforcement. And better enforcement, I think, is something everybody in America could agree on. If you set the terms of the agreement, you cannot have it compromised by the State Department, by the Defense Department, or by those in the Oval Office who might say, well, let's not get this person or that country upset. These are agreements. They're contractual in nature. They've been long negotiated. And through the process of implementation, they were secured on the basis of making guarantees. And the guarantee in this instance here is we need a much better enforcement mechanism, and we're working hard to get there.
Is the Trump administration actively lobbying to get this done, to get this passed quickly?
Well, I think that the relationship between the Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee and what is known as the Working Group through the United States Trade Representative, Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, I think that the discussions remain pretty fruitful. And while the ambassador is an appointee of the president, he also has a long history of being a trade enforcement lawyer. And my hunch is that even if the White House might not pay attention to this on a daily basis in terms of specifics, in general terms, they're certainly paying attention to it.
And you believe, I know you've stated this before, you believe that this is something that Democrats and the Trump administration can work on despite everything else that's going on.
Well, I think that we want to demonstrate that simultaneously as the impeachment inquiry proceeds, that we nonetheless are capable of doing the things that are important for the American family every single day. And I also would point out that there are a series of challenges that we face in terms of some budgetary items, some retirement legislation. It's critical that we also do the work of government, as Speaker Pelosi has noted, and we intend fully to do that.
Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts 1st District speaking with our Paul Tuthill. And that'll do it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.